Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
San Francisco's Chinatown, where the traditional Chinese underworld collides with modern gang culture.
When you want to open a gambling joint, you come and look for us before we come and look for you.
I went to Chinatown.
God. Oh, God. Come on. Coke deals, hitmen, deal making in dark restaurants and parking lots, deals in Las Vegas hotel rooms and on fishing boats off the Hawaiian Islands. Welcome to San Francisco and California politics. You know, they're all for gays and lesbians and illegal immigrants, of course, as you well know. As I've told you before, when you hear the word green, you better reach for your cash register because they're about to take it out of the back door. Welcome to the program. The worst part of this story, or the federal complaint against State Senator Leyland Yee, tied into alleged Chinatown mobster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, is the shoulder-fired missile part of it. I mean, I don't know if you heard this. Leyland Yee was one of the loudest mouths against the use of so-called assault weapons. In other words, he was a mini Dianne Feinstein in the assault weapon deal. We're not implying that Dianne Feinstein had anything to do with Shrimp Boy. I doubt that she even eats shrimp. But the point is, we are suggesting that the louder they are on PC things, the dirtier their skirts. Let's put it to you that way. The more you hear screams about liberal thing, the worse dirt there is under their skirts. But let's get down to specifics. Mr. Yee discussed helping the agent, the FBI agent, get weapons worth $500,000 to $2.5 mil. Now listen to this, please, all you Democrat stooges, including shoulder-fired automatic weapons and missiles. And then he took the agent through the entire process of acquiring these automatic weapons and missiles from a Muslim separatist group in the Philippines to bringing them back to the United States, according to the affidavit by FBI Special Agent Emmanuel V. Pascua. By the way, Emmanuel V. Pascua, no matter what happens with this case, should be given the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Not somebody who did a bathhouse job. This is unbelievable to me. It gets worse. Senator Yee was unhappy with his life, according to the allegations, and he told the FBI agent he wanted to hide out in the Philippines, according to the affidavit. Listen to this. He said, "There's a part of me that wants to be like you," he told the undercover agent, according to the affidavit. "You know how I'm going to be like you? Just be a free agent there." The introduction with the trafficker took place at a San Francisco restaurant earlier this month, according to the documents. Yee said he wouldn't go to the Philippines until November. He said, "Once things start to move, it's going to attract attention. We just got to be extra, extra careful," he said, according to court documents. I'm quoting from CBS News. The affidavit names Yee and 25 others, mainly Democrats. You know, this is a very big story. I have told you, I'm a little shocked almost by my own insights. Because sometimes I speak like a child, and I shouldn't, at my own risk, to be honest with you. And over the last few months, I've been saying this is the most corrupt city in America. In fact, I've said it intermittently over the last few years. I said this is a city more corrupt than New Orleans. And it fell on deaf ears because the band played on. Missing paintings. You want another FBI case? Attention, FBI agents in San Francisco. Attention, U.S. attorney. Look into the 700-odd missing fine art paintings from the museums. The last one we saw was hanging in Dianne Feinstein's office on loan. There's a picture of it from the SF Weekly. Ask her how she got the painting and why I can't borrow such a masterpiece from my studio. I'd love a masterpiece here, an early California masterpiece in my radio studio. Think I can borrow it, Di-Fi? Doubt it. You seem to have an inside track to the museum folk to get those paintings. This is a big story. What you can say about it is whatever you want to say about it. It's open mic to Mike Friday, 855-407-282. 855-407-282. I forgot my number. 855-400-SAVAGE. I know it. I'm just joking. There's the gangster with the catchy nickname, Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. He says he's gone straight. There's the veteran politician willing to compromise his values to stay in office. And there's also the element of what the corrupt Attorney General of the United States of America is going to do. Because if he steps in and tries to quash this case, and the Republicans do not step in and seek to remove Eric Holder, you'll know the country is over. Did you hear what I just said? I have to repeat it. If Eric Holder moves in as he did 2 weeks ago and quashed the Harry Reid case, which the FBI had moved on, and he does it again here, and the Republicans don't stand up and be counted and remove Eric Holder and put in a clean attorney general, America is over. We are going to be a banana republic in the blink of an eye. 855-407-2822. It's the Savage Nation, the snow in the Sierras, people are peeling off their parkas. They're going to ski this weekend, warm days and corn snow in the Sierra. I wish I could go up there, but I love the snow. I'm not going to get up there. And can I remind you of something, all of you people who think that we have global warming and know nothing about a Mediterranean climate? May I remind you that the Donner Party ate their cohorts in April? Does anyone remember that? They got caught in a blizzard in April at the Donner Pass. I know that was before global warming, but there was a blizzard before the Model T Ford. Tell that to the global warmest maniac, liar, thieves from hell. That's right, the Donner Party. They ate each other because of a blizzard in April. But then again, you have to know something about California geography, California history, and the fact that California is a Mediterranean state. Half of these politicians have never been on San Francisco Bay other than to catch some shrimp for a local restaurant to do a deal in. In fact, the closest most politicians in San Francisco come to the bay is eating a crab cocktail on Fisherman's Wharf while accepting a bag of cash in the toilet. 855-407-2822. How many times have I told you I don't want to run for office? Because people say, well, why don't you want to run for office? I said, because then I would have to take bags of cash and toilets up and down Highway 5. That was one of my taglines for years here. Number one, I don't like public toilets. I have a phobia, a certain phobia against public restrooms. But to go in there for a bag of cash, forget about it. I mean, it's filthy. I happen to know that a former mayor of this city, whose name I will not mention, has never been on San Francisco Bay. Never. They say they're from the Bay Area. They've never been on the bay on a boat. They're afraid of boats. They're afraid of the bay. But they're all Bay Area real regulars. In 49, the miners came. In 51, the whores. I can't finish it. You'll have to look up Mark Twain to get the rest of that. KSFO John, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, John?
Dr. Savage, you and I both know that Leonardo da Vinci was the master of visual art. John Coltrane was the master of audio art. And you, sir, Dr. Savage, happen to be the master artist of both the written and spoken word. Happy anniversary, man.
Well, that's very nice of you, John. I assume you are not a liberal.
No, I'm an international jazz musician fighting for my...
Wait. You're an international jazz musician and you're not a liberal? How is that possible?
I don't know, man. I'm one of the lucky ones.
But you hang around with people who aren't they all knee-jerk liberals in your business?
There's a lot of them, man. Like I say, I'm like Ken's teeth. You know, we're few and far between.
Well, okay. I appreciate the complementarianism of your verbiage, and I wish I could send you what gift can I send you? An autographed footprint from Teddy or what?
Well, listen, buddy, over the years you've been gracious to send me a couple of your books, and I just wanted to be the first one.
All right, I'm sending you Train Tracks. Thanks for the... No, really, a copy of Train Tracks goes out to you. I would like you to have that. Well, this is a big story. What do you have to say about the corruption, the Democrat crime spree here in California? Wayne Allen Root wrote a tremendous article today, Democrat Crime Spree, by Wayne Allen Root, who's filled in for me once in a while. And he said there's a Democrat crime spree, Democrat crime spree, Democrat crime spree, a spree of Democrats committing crimes, a spree of crime committed by Democrats, a Democrat spree of crimes, a spree of Democrat crime sprees. And do you think it's only in California? You're wrong. Is there an honest Democrat left in the country? Are you joking? Are you joking? Are you joking? Name one honest Democrat. I want you to name one. Now, here's what's going to happen. The diehard psychotics are going to say they all do it. What's the big deal? What's the big deal about smuggling shoulder file? What's the big deal about bringing shoulder-fired missiles from a Muslim separatist group into the United States? They will do it. They will do it. They will do it. I'll vote Democrat till I die. I grew up a Democrat. I've lived a Democrat. And you're never going to change my mind. I'm from Brooklyn, let me tell you. And when I move to Boca, I vote three times. Once in Brooklyn, once in Boca, and once wherever else I happen to be. And let me tell you, there's nothing they can do that's wrong, because you know why? They're for minorities like me. The others, they're no good. I don't trust those Whigs. Whatever they do, they're no good. I don't like them. And it's not racial. Trust me. Nothing I could do could be racial. Because I'm too good. I'm too great. From Rhode Island to San Francisco, the Democrat machine is coming apart. It's losing its wheels. Now, the only thing that can save them is the corrupt Attorney General of the United States of America, who was enmeshed in his own scandals before he was appointed by our corrupt president. And the Republicans did nothing to oppose Attorney General Fast and Furious. Remember, Attorney General Fast and Furious was involved in gun running to Mexico. So what's the big deal about running stingers in from the Philippines? Why is this any different? This is Eric Holder would say, what? Shoulder-fired missiles from the Philippines to San Francisco? So what? I ran machine guns into Mexico. Nothing happened to me. So what's the big deal here? Oh, my God. It's awful. It's just awful. If it wasn't awful, it would be laughable. If it was laughable, it would be laughable, but it isn't. It's frightening. An FBI agent carries a box of evidence out of the Gyi Kung Tong Temple in San Francisco's Chinatown. That is amazing. No one ever goes in those. You could never go in there. You ever walk past these places with those banners and it's like you look the other way. Whenever you go by, there's like an old man there who looks like he's a soy maker. But you know, you look the other way. It's like walking past social clubs on Mulberry Street in the 1950s. The guys with the paint, you never look in there. You don't even look. You don't even look in that direction. In fact, you cross the street when you're on Grant Avenue and you pass the Bannon and the social clubs. You don't even look in there. I couldn't believe this. This is one of this. Excuse me, what do I have to do, a break? I have to check line three? I'm hearing Neil saying check line three. Oh, okay. That's the wife of Leyland Yee? Oh, okay, line three. You're not Leyland Yee's wife, are you, Kathy?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, Kathy on WBAP in the great state of Texas, what's on your mind?
Well, as soon as you talked about the thinking that it might be over if the Republicans don't stand up to Eric Holder, I just wanted to let you know, I can't tell you from where, but my husband is a state senator, and it's already over because the kind of corruption you're talking about in the Democrat side already goes on the Republican side. My husband is a Republican. He's been fighting his own party. Everybody is for sale.
Hold on. That's the blanket kind of cover-up we're going to get from Democrats, and I believe that you're a Democrat operative. But, Kathy, can you name a Republican who was caught bringing in or offering to bring in shoulder-fired missiles from a Muslim separatist group to the United States? Please give me an example.
No, I'm not a Democratic operative. I'm telling you that
I'm telling you to give me an example of one Republican who has been caught offering to acquire shoulder-fired missiles from a Muslim group and bring them to the U.S. Can you name one Republican?
No, and this guy should absolutely go to jail, and so should all the other Democrats who are with him. But the problem is that the money that's gone on in Washington and...
The generic blanket statement that you're making is a well-known fact. Pay for play. We understand that. This is quite different. I believe it was the gun running that finally brought the FBI down on him. Don't you see that there was he crossed the line? In other words, we all know that most politicians, with the exception of your husband, are willing to take money under the table for a favor. There's nothing new about that. But there was a line they would never cross. And apparently crossing the line meant shoulder-fired missiles from a Muslim separatist group into the U.S. That's what I'm trying to say. The FBI had to act at that point, Kathy. Don't you see there's a differential?
Yeah, but they should have acted at Fast and Furious. The corruption of this administration started way back then. Fast and Furious, NSA, the IRS.
Yeah, I agree, but this is a little different. I thank you for the call. The time is... And by the way, I'm not denying that some Republicans are just as corrupt as some Democrats. I mean, you take a look at how they act and why they don't act on behalf of the American people most of the time. We understand that. My gut feeling tells me that the FBI was doing an ordinary look at politicians. And that, by the way, I'm studying the case. It started that way. It was an ordinary case, and all of a sudden, they stumbled upon the shoulder-fired missile offer, and they said, that's it. Now, I don't see how Eric Holder moves in here and says, that doesn't matter. That would be the end of the Obama administration. If Obama's a cop, if Obama's enforcer, Eric Holder, if Obama's, what are they, consigliere, if Obama's consigliere, Eric Holder, comes in and tries to kill this case, it's the end of the Obama administration. It's the end of the Democrat Party for 50 years. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Our constitutional community organizer knows nothing about Russia, by the way, just shift gears right now. He has no idea about international politics. He likes to give speeches and take selfies, as do the European Union bureaucrats. But meanwhile, while the elite European bureaucrat punks were listening to his nonsense in the glittering Palais des Beaux-Arts in Brussels, Putin did something else. Putin was meeting with the CEO of German engineering and electrical conglomerate Siemens, Joe Kaiser, at his official residence outside Moscow. Siemens has invested more than $1.1 billion in Russia over the past 2 years. And that's what's really going on. Obama is so out of his league, it's frightening, frankly. Which nations backed the United States in sanctions? 100. The most interesting list are those states that abstained, and even more interesting, are the countries that did not participate at all. Now, when I read that list to you, you're going to be surprised to see that Israel is on the same side as Iran when it comes to Russia and the Ukraine, but you wouldn't know that, would you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Senator Leland Yee, considered by some to be a rising star.
The investigation started when Cannon was just a city councilman and mayor pro tem, just after he had returned to local politics.
Investigators from the Rhode Island State Police have entered the office of the House Speaker, Gordon Fox.
Democratic Senator Rod Wright, convicted by a jury of voter fraud for not living in the district where he was elected.
In exchange for the cash, Yee allegedly offered political favors and firearms. He's accused of putting an undercover FBI agent in touch with arms dealers.
The affidavit reveals Cannon allegedly took cash from undercover agents five times between January 2013 and February of this year. Yee's arrest does cast another cloud over the Democratic establishment.
But Wright is still a senator after a jury conviction.
As you well know, Speaker Fox is the most powerful politician in Rhode Island. The FBI is involved.
As for Senator Yee, who represented most of San Francisco and whose office is here in the state building behind me, he's now free on $500,000 bond.
Bribery, fraud, theft, gun running, extortion. John Gotti would be a proud Democrat if he was still with us. In fact, if John Gotti had not died of cancer in prison after having been arrested for his crimes, John Gotti could run for state office in California and be swept into power so long as he spoke the right homilies about green energy and minorities and illegal aliens being citizens before they were even born, things of that nature. That's how John Gotti would get elected in California. Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon, he was arrested. Rhode Island Democratic House Speaker Gordon Fox resigned this week after an FBI raid on his state house. Leyland Yee, we've been talking about. In Philadelphia, wherever you look, Democratic Nevada Senator Harry Reid, money to his granddaughter under a cover name. And Take a guess what MSNBC, Fox News, CNN have been covering for well over 1 hour. Bridgegate. Bridgegate, that's all they're focused on. So don't tell me that when I criticize Fox News, I'm doing it because I have an axe to grind. They're wasting airtime. They should be covering the crime spree of the Democrat corruption. That's what they should be covering. Now let's take some calls. WBAP in Texas. Lee, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, sir. Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, Kwok Tring Chow, was identified in a 1992 Senate report entitled The New International Criminal and Asian Organized Crime as being the enforcer for the WOHOP 2 Triad in San Francisco. When the Chinese took over Hong Kong, which is the home base for the 30,000-member WOHOP 2 Triad, they let the triads continue to do nefarious things as long as they didn't do it to Chinese in China. He was incarcerated for child prostitution and drug sales in California when there was an indictment against his boss who ran the triad, who was in Hong Kong. The Chinese shipped him to the U.S. and sprung Chow from jail. When after wow. He was supposed to lead a straight and narrow life. In August 28, 1990, the police pulled over a car, actually it was a truck, that had Chow and two other Chinese and Norman Su. You remember Norman Su?
Yes.
Yeah, and they were arguing.
By the way, do you remember what they just did to Ed Ju here in San Francisco for not living in the house he said he lived in? They gave him 5 years. He was supposed to have gotten out a month ago, and they said a local corrupt judge said you're staying in a slammer another year. I think this is all related, by the way.
Rabbit hole. He knows too much, and when he was running away and on the train to Colorado, you remember when he was on his way to Chicago and he had a panic attack and he got arrested. Sue did. He wasn't running away from the feds. He was running away from the WOHOP 2 Triad, and it doesn't take a leap of logic to figure out they were working for the Chinese government. They were trying.
Lee, what are you suggesting here? Is that why the FBI finally acted?
You there?
You know, Lee, but are you alleging that the reason the FBI finally acted on the corruption case here is because of the Red China connection?
I can't allege it because I don't have the proof of that, but gee whiz. I've seen B-50s two strikes happen with less evidence than this. The dots seem to suggest that that's a real possibility.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Yi's arrest came as a shock to Chinese Americans because he's a pioneering leader in the community. And, of course, he's a mainstay of San Francisco politics.
Oh, yeah.
He's a member in good standing of the machine going from the state house to the outhouse.
She was the majority whip in the assembly.
Who was the majority whip?
Fiona Ma. She's no longer.
Don't get me started. No, she's not connected at all. She's as clean as the driven snow.
Yeah, she gave him.
There's a little other element to the story here. The next month, the FBI said Chow traveled to Oahu to meet with the agent, undercover agent, and another undercover agent on a chartered boat. The three men purportedly discussed Chow's idea for an illegal scheme to ship military-grade tungsten to China. And to ship military-grade tungsten metal between the United States and China, and to export high-end cognacs. The schemes didn't pan out, but soon the FBI said the undercover agent provided members of Gi Kung Tong with millions of dollars he claimed to have earned via drug and gun deals. Chow's associates laundered the money, according to the complaint, and took a 10% commission. Now, the case, according to the article, was moving along like an ordinary gang investigation. But something happened. Along the way, Chow began working with Keith Jackson, an African-American and a former San Francisco school board member, and PR pro who was doing fundraising work for Yi. Jackson, age 49, approached Chow to seek support for, now listen to this, the Hunters Point shipyard development in the Bayview district, a project for which Jackson consulted. If you Google the Hunters Point Shipyard Development Project, you will see the names of some San Francisco politicians who are nationally well known, and you will see that their sons and their relatives are deeply involved in the Hunters Point Shipyard Development Project. Unto itself, no crime. But when you see the fingerprints of big-name Democrats' family members involved in a collateral issue like this, you have to ask yourself, is there any connection between the big-name Democrats and other things in this case? According to the complaint, Chow introduced Mr. Jackson to the FBI agent in August 2010, telling him that Jackson could, quote, do inside deals with the city. Well, you can read the story yourself. The implications here are humongous. They're overwhelming. Now, the question to my audience, which is a national, not a local audience, is this. Here's the question. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of the Obama machine, or do you fear, as has been expressed by many in the media who know what's going on, that the reason the FBI was finally told to pull the trigger on these investigations and make the arrests was to get some of the corrupt Democrats out of the way before the midterm elections, before they pulled down the entire Democrat Party? Many of you believe that the only reason the FBI was told to act now was to clean house from the most obvious examples of corrupt individuals in order to make certain that they still have a chance to hold on to their power in the midterm elections and then onward. It's interesting to me as well that this arrest of all these Democrats has occurred while Mr. Obama is on a world tour giving speeches in grand palaces and taking selfies to send to the world, while Putin is massing troops who are digging in on the Ukraine border. And interestingly enough, Mrs. Obama is still enjoying herself in China without any press coverage. When have you last seen a picture of her, her daughters, or her mother doing Tai Chi in China? The answer is 2 days ago. If you have any comments on this, the phone number is 855-407-282. We can also talk about Crimea if you'd like to. It's a very big story because my fear is there's going to be a move on Ukraine in the next few days. And I want to get back to which countries abstain. 100 nations at the United Nations backed Obama and rebuffed Russia on Crimea. But who backed Moscow is the question. Well, as you would guess, some horrible places on earth. Belarus, Cuba, Nicaragua, North Korea, Syria, Sudan, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe. Some of the worst nations on earth backed Putin. You'd expect that. In fact, many of them are totally aligned with the ex-Soviet Union. But listen to this part. 58 states abstained from the vote, including, listen carefully, these states would not vote on a rebuff on Russia. Argentina, Brazil, China, Egypt didn't vote, abstain. India didn't vote. Iraq didn't vote. Our good friends, so your son got crippled and died there for nothing, right? Pakistan and South Africa. China, of course, is the most curious of the abstentions. Why did China abstain from voting? Now, here comes the real interesting point for you. A number of countries in the 193-member UN Assembly did not participate in the vote at all. They include Bosnia-Herzegovina, Israel, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Morocco, and Serbia. Why? Why would Israel not even participate along with Iran, its mortal enemy? Why? Because many of these nations face active or dormant territorial disputes of their own. China, for example, which often supports Moscow, is very nervous right now because of their own internal problems in terms of their own territory. There are separatist strains and aspirations within China's territory, ranging from Tibet in the west to Taiwan in the east, and they don't want to rock the boat. And as you well know, here's what's happening in a nutshell. You want to put it as a Friday, you want to hear a savage short version? One thing I'm famous for is not simplistic statements, but simplifying complex issues so you can remember them and digest them. You want to hear what's going on? Obama is such a demon, He upset the entire world with his narrow focus on his own ego and his desire to be a transformational president. What he's done is almost destroy the entire world order, and not for the betterment of mankind, incidentally. And that goes from Libya to Syria to Israel to China to Russia, Crimea, Ukraine, and the United States. Everything this man has touched has been a disaster. But you wouldn't know it watching television or reading the papers, would you? No, you wouldn't know it because you don't want to know it. So now let's go back to some of the callers. 855. There's no one from San Francisco. Here's one, Petri on KSFO. Welcome, Petri. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's the insanity of the government media complex, live in full effect right now. All three of these national broadcasts, ABC World News, CBS Evening News, NBC Nightly News, none of them talking about this scandal in San Francisco because it's the Democrats. But boom, they want to talk about Chris Christie. There's a Republican.
But it's not only in San Francisco. There's a crime wave of the Democrat machine across the country of resignations and arrests this week.
Yeah. I mean, their government media complex just blatantly not telling the story again.
Yeah, well, it's very, very perturbing. I can hear it in your voice. You're angry. You're depressed. You feel something so wrong with the picture because what you're seeing now is the issue that we have Pravda in this country the way the Soviet Union had. This country could break apart, by the way, under Obama. We could have a secessionist movement in this country as a result of his corruption and incompetence. Thank you for the call. 47 minutes after the hour. In a moment, Neil, I'd like to play the history of California State Senator Leland Yee. Could we have a little bit of clip five where he says he's against gun violence? The gentleman who wanted to bring
it. I'm an individual who really wants our communities to be safe. And God forbid if somehow one of these weapons fall into the wrong hands.
That's Leland Yee, who's an individual and a father, who was quoted as saying, God forbid one of these weapons falls into the wrong hands. He doesn't mean the missiles he was bringing in from the Philippines, allegedly was offering to bring in, pardon me. No, he was talking about evil guns in the hands of white crackers like you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Million people living in the shadows, I believe they're already American citizens. Teddy Roosevelt said it better. He said, Americanism is not a question of birthplace or creed or a line of descent. It's a question of principles, idealism, and character. These people are just waiting for a chance to be able to contribute fully. And by that standard, 11 million undocumented aliens are already Americans, in my view.
Well, they are. That would include the 30% of our prison population, I suppose. Because they certainly have exhibited principles, idealism, and character. When you think about it, Joe Biden's right. He says 11 million, so since Democrats lie, let's say when they want to underestimate something, they lie by a factor of three. So that means there's at least 33 million illegal aliens. If they wanted to tell you something costs something, then they underestimate in, you know, it's going to cost three times the amount they say it's going to cost. But he says 11 million people are already citizens because they have principles, idealism, and character. And as you well know, one-third of all of our prison population consists of illegal aliens who came here to commit a felony, or several, and they finally got caught and convicted. One-third of the prison population, one-third, 30% of all prisoners, are illegal aliens who came here not to, let us say, work or contribute to our society, but to rape, to rob, to run guns, to run drugs, to extort, to run child prostitutes, and of course the Democrats need them very badly in order to support their corrupt Leninist dream of gutting America and controlling the few people who actually contribute to our society. There are two tribes in America right now. Those who get up every day and want to give something and make a living, and those who get up every day thinking how they can take something or rob something. And I'm afraid your friends, the Democrats, represent the latter.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Whatever I can do to prevent the availability of these particular kinds of weapons, you know, I want to do that. Now, there's just absolutely no reason why anyone would be carrying a military-style weapon. And so that's the reason why I would argue that there ought to be a ban on that particular type of weapon. A little bit about my background. I'm a child psychologist by training. I'm an educator. I care about children.
Welcome to the Savage Nation, Rock and Roll Friday. Yeah, he's a child psychologist and he really loves the children. That's Leland Yee. That's Mr. Stinger Missile. Alleged Mr. Stinger Missile, but it's astounding. Every time I would hear Hillary Clinton, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer say that it's for the children. Now, of course, it's now that the children have been used up, it's now for the immigrant. The immigrant is the new child to the Democrat. That's how they control the population. First, it's the children. They tap them out, put them all on drugs, made them into little brainwashed voters. Now they're working on the 33 million illegal aliens. Welcome to the program. It's interesting that the Democrat crime wave that is emerging with all the FBI busts from Rhode Island to San Francisco is not on the websites. I'm on the Daily News. It's nothing. It's about a blowtorch fire in cockpit, Christie's, Bridgegate, Staten Island clown, burglaries in Staten Island. It's beyond comprehension. And now we go from the Daily News. I'll go to the next one, New York Post. Murdoch's rag, okay? Let's see if they cover the Democrat crime spree. Working moms speak out to Gwyneth Paltrow. Five Hamptons spots the fat behind women with the long last name should avoid. Football goons cut by Eagles after gang ties. Not one word about the Democrat crime wave. So let's go to the next major newspaper and understand why the average voter is a moron. Let's go to Fox News. They have it. God bless them. Corruption probes hit Dems across U.S. See? So there is an advantage to Fox News. They do cover the truth. They give you the spectrum. You know, they're not all bad. Okay, they're not as conservative as I would like, but I'm a little extreme in my own mind. Truthfully, the average person is not ready for the truth. They don't care about borders, language, and culture the way I do. I drink and sleep it. So, but they're covering the news. And next, then a scandal, Christie. Three an hour again. What else? Let's see the next website to show you. You certainly wouldn't expect it from the LA Times, would you? They're interested here. State Senate suspends three lawmakers accused of crimes. Of course, they don't say Democrat lawmakers because then they'd be stepping on their own feet. Let's see. Let's go to the next newspaper and see if they cover this. Pick one out of the blue. We'll go to the next website and see if they're covering this. Drudge Report, mistrust overshadows Obama's Saudi trip, Paltrow, box office Noah. I wonder why he's not covering this. I mean, this is a big story. This crime wave is a big story. Why is this not on this? I don't get this. I mean, I go to the Drudge Report every day. I don't get it. House Intelligence Chief to quit Congress for talk radio. Everybody wants to get in on the act. Everybody wants to get in on the act. Michigan Rep. Mike Rogers is not seeking re-election to Congress, ending a 14-year career in Washington. Mr. Rogers, the 50-year-old chairman of the Intelligence Committee, will join Cumulus. Oh, my parent company, the talk radio company. And so he's going to go into talk radio, which is very good because, you know, the man is a former commissioned officer in the U.S. Army. He was in the FBI as a special agent in the Chicago office, specializing in public corruption and organized crime. He then went to the Michigan Senate, and he's been there a while. And in 2000, he was elected to Congress. He's been a strong critic of Obama. He was once floated as a potential CIA director, which he should have been, by the way. But because we have Obama in the White House, certainly they picked a stooge as a result. And he's a conservative man. He's going to be very good on the radio, and I welcome him to the radio. He doesn't need me, but I welcome him to the radio waves. That's going to be great. 855-400-7282. I don't know. 855-400-7282. We have one open line. You want to talk about the Leyland Yee case, the crime wave of Democrats, Biden's insanity, saying that 11 million illegal aliens are already Americans because they represent principles, idealism, and character, when you already know that one-third of the prison population are illegal aliens, or composed of illegal. So what can we say? I don't know. I'm really in a joking mood for reasons I can't describe, probably because it's spring break and I'm not on it. I have a spring break sense inside my merry old soul, and a merry old soul will see. Normal people in the Bay Area who are on medication pay no attention to politics at all other than to hate Republicans and love Democrats. In fact, if you were to stop the average moron shooting up Highway 80 right now to grab a few hours in the ski on a ski slope, they would support Leyland Yee. They would support Shrimp Boy Chow for the governor of the state of California. Now, the average San Franciscan, if you said, what do you think of Shrimp Boy Chow, they'd say, boy, do I like shrimp. Where can I get it? If you said to them, what about the corruption of the Democrats in the state, they'd say, ah, they all do it. They all do it. And they're good for minorities, and they're good for women, and they're good for the environment. Let those Republicans go to hell. See, this is what I mean. That's why I love living here, because there's such intelligence. Last night after the show, I went to the dentist. Big deal. So you remove some stitch. Oh, no, the day before was the dentist. I mean, come on, this is awful every day. Maybe someone put a curse on me. They used to say that when I was young. They used to say, he should spend it all on doctors and lawyers. That's what they used to say that in the Bronx. If they were jealous of someone who made some money, they would say, let him all, I hope he spends it on doctors and lawyers. Well, I'm spending it all on doctors and lawyers. Someone must have put a thing on me. I'm telling you the truth. It's all doctors and lawyers now, day and night. From morning till night, either calling my lawyer or calling my neurologist, telling him to tap my knee. Yesterday was another little thing. I had a little fear of a growth, but it turned out to be nothing. I'm getting hypochondriacal, you know, like I felt a lump in my leg, and I said, all right, you could ignore it. I went to the doctor. He looked like I would. He said, well, unusual, there'd be a cancer in that part of your foot. He said, very unusual, so let's assume it's just simply a muscle spasm. Take an Advil and go home. So I did. I went right to the local bar, to a local Chinese restaurant, and I started to have a few drinks. I happen to like happy hour. You could buy, I mean, the food's so cheap, it's frightening. I'm a frugal guy. I can't help it. I like a bargain. So I went to a local Chinese restaurant. Immediately in the afternoon, right after the show, I had a vodka. I said I wouldn't. See, on the way to the restaurant, over my left shoulder, the angel said, don't you dare drink so early in the day, right after the show. On the right side was a devil saying, go ahead, how many years you have left? What's the big deal? A little vodka never hurt you. The angel said, leave him alone. Leave him alone. He doesn't need the vodka. Oh, take a walk. Go bother somebody. So the angel and the devil were arguing. Guess who won? The minute I walked in, and the nice Guatemalan bartender, you know, big tip, he gave me a double. But the happy hour was terrific because everything's like $3, $4. That's one good thing. You want to talk about a cultural advantage of the Bay Area. There's now a happy hour frenzy going on, where they're giving food away, like chopped chicken with, I never saw anything, like it's normally $13, it's like $4 during happy hours. I can't help it. I got northern style spare ribs after declaring I wouldn't eat any more heavy meat. Woo, even Teddy had one of those under the counter. I was slipping him a piece. Because they're boiled so long, he didn't choke on it and the bone didn't break. But at the bar, there were some guys, I had seen them there once before, so I bought everyone a round of drinks. I had one drink. I don't know the guys. They don't know me. And right after I bought the drinks, right away, I don't know how it happened, I probably started talking about Obama. And I said, I'm going to stop right now because I don't want to get into politics. And the minute I walked away from them, I heard them putting me down behind my back. And it turns out that one of the cheapskates, who I offered to buy a drink for, of course, the loudest Democrat in the crowd, bought something off the happy hour menu. He bought two Patron Silvers on my back at $11.50 a shot. That shows you two things in a nutshell. The Democrats are all cheap B.A.S. Can't finish the word. It's a national show. And that conservatives like me are the most general people on the planet. If you've got anything to say, anything I've said, keep it to yourself. I'm not interested. WBAP in Dallas, Texas. Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, sir. My father retired from U.S. Army. As a lieutenant colonel in Army intelligence. so I'm well-versed in how these coups work. This is a silent coup in the Democratic Party. All those gentlemen you named just here in the last half hour that were being outed now, I bet you most of them are white guys. Now,
wait, no, Layla?
This Ye guy is a Chinese. He's a pawn. He's a sacrificial lamb. They don't do it overtly. They do it covertly.
Wait, let me see if I follow you. You're saying that the Democrat machine is taking down low-ranking Democrats to protect the higher-ranking ones. Is that what you're saying?
They're taking down the low-ranking white guys, and they'll replace them with minorities who will follow the party line. And
I just said Leyland Yee. Wait, it makes no sense. Leyland Yee is a Chinese-American.
I told you, he's a pawn. You've got to have one guy, a fall guy, or it's going to look bad. I'm telling you, I know this stuff, man. I was raised on it, okay?
Well, wait, I'm sorry. I'd like to agree with you in principle, but I don't know what you're saying because they're not all white guys. I'm sorry. There are others who were taken down because all those allegedly accepting bribes in Pennsylvania were members of the Pennsylvania Assembly's Black Caucus.
Okay, but you named some guys here about half hour ago, and how many of those guys are white? How many of them are minorities?
Well, I don't think it's. I don't agree with you that it's racial, but I do agree with you in theory that the Democrat machine, for them to have given the FBI the go-ahead to bring down Leyland Yee and the others all in 1 week, indicates that they're covering up the level above them. That I would agree with you, Dan, that there's no question that the people above Leyland Yee are probably as guilty, if not more guilty, of bigger crimes. My suspicion, having read this, is that although we know politicians are generally corrupt and willing to take bribes, I mean, it's called, you know, pay for play. Why does anyone become a politician? It's because if they're honest, they want to do something good for society. And there are men like that. And there are very few women like that and a few men like that. The others are guys who can't really make a good living in the private sector. They don't have the brains. They don't have the drive. They're lazy. And they figure they can trade their power for a cash payoff or a patronage job for their junkie niece or something, or whatever it is, a relative who can't get a job. You give the niece Gloria a job in the office. Whatever. It's how it works. She becomes a water commissioner assistant for $99,000 a year and a $5 million pension over her lifetime. The pensions alone are better than holding up a bank. So, okay, so there's patronage, but this is nothing new. This is not FBI level, unless it lets us over. But I believe that they brought down Yee because of the missiles. When you see that in the indictment, Mr. Yee discussed helping the FBI agent get weapons worth up to $2.5 million. Listen carefully, in case you haven't heard it. Including shoulder-fired automatic weapons and missiles. Now, what's a shoulder-fired automatic weapon? You know what that is? That's a Stinger missile. And he then explained to the FBI agent he would acquire them from a Muslim separatist group in the Philippines and bring them to the United States. Now, who would ye sell them to in the United States? Think about what I just said to you. So in other words, even Eric Holder had to say, oh my God, we got to stop. You know, this is not a machine gun anymore. We're talking about a shoulder-fired missile being brought into America to do what? Who's going to get that? Who would buy a thing like that in the United States? And what could it be used for? So at that point, even Eric Holder had to say, all right, green light that arrest. We have to stop this. That's what I think happened. In other words, too much even for them. A line was crossed. That's all. You want to talk about Ukraine, my crane, his crane, Pete Crane, Neat Crane, Beat Crane? Not one story about the crime spree on the news. An hour and a half now, Christie is up there talking about nothing. I never saw anything like this. 855-407-282, 855-407-282, 855-407-SAVAGE. I feel good. It's Friday. It's spring break for everybody. I'm threatening another vacation, which I probably won't go on. I already have a lineup. I have someone lined up for Monday, but I'm not going to. I know I'll be at work. I know. The family's going away again. We're having the typical argument. It happens three times a year. Dad, come on. Why don't you come with us? We're going to the Bahamas. No, I... Oh, it'll be good for you. You'll enjoy it. No, I don't want to go. Come on, get away for a couple of days. You can always go back to that damn radio. What do you need that garbage? Well, for one, there's going to be, my fear is I'll go away in the Crimea. I mean, excuse me, I'll go away and the Russian troops will be in the Ukraine tonight. And what am I going to do, go on Bahamian radio? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. I just got a Google alert about me. And it's in the Christian Science Monitor. It says, I am reading Train Tracks by Michael Savage. Dr. Savage is a real sage. He has words of wisdom in each chapter. That's nice. See that? People do read. There are people left in the world who read something now and again. We got some great callers to go to. Let's get to the callers in the order in which they have been holding. WMAL in Washington Def. Sue, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello?
Yeah. You're calling from MAL in Washington, Def?
Well, yes. That's where I'm listening to you at.
Good. So what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I was born and raised in a Union Democrat household. I supported the Democrats loyally for 40 years. And slowly but surely, I came out of the haze, and this Leland, whatever his name is, and all the other corruption scandals that are going on, and that have been going on. They've been going on for, years now. I mean, I can't even count them all. It just makes me absolutely sick.
Yes, but when you read that a Democrat in the state of California was caught on tape offering to bring in Stinger missiles from Muslim separatist groups in the Philippines, isn't that a new level of corruption?
He's a traitor.
Traitor? Well, he can welcome himself to the Democrat Club. Can you name a Democrat who wouldn't have sold a Stinger missile for a free vacation in Hawaii?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
My job is to do everything that I can to prevent any of these kinds of horrible massacres that we have seen in the past. No one, I think, in their right mind believes that you ought to have a military-style weapon carrying around and then shooting.
The bigger the cloth, the bigger the... I can't say it. It's a family show. The more they talk against guns, the more they're involved in something dirty. The more they're in favor of green energy, the more they pollute. The more they're in favor of minority rights, the more they're racist behind closed curtains. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. You know I'm right. I mean, that's a simple reality. It's called double talk. You know, we used to say it another way as a kid in elementary school when I was a kid in Queens, but I can't say it because it's a foul joke. But it was about kids who always were quick to point out a problem. They were usually the one who did it. So here is Mr. Yee, who was a big gun grabber, you know, looked like a mini Dianne Feinstein in terms of guns. That anyone in their right mind wouldn't have gun, no guns, no guns, and no gun, arrested on bribery and arms dealing charges. That's all. That's all. It's a big story. What a movie this is going to make. I'm surprised Weinstein isn't in here in town scouting out street scenes. I could help him because I wrote A Time for War, which is set in San Francisco County. Is that odd? That my book, A Time for War, is set in Chinatown, and it's about Chinese operatives in America. And by the way, you want to hear something ironic? I like the word irony lately. I think it's too liberal a word in a way. I like the word irony. It's so collegey and girly. They like irony. They like irony because it's the cheapest form of humor. That Machel Radow does that a lot. That ironic, you know, statement at the end of everything, like she's talking to her sorority sisters with the world. It's just so ironic how vicious and bully-like everyone is on Earth except her and her girlfriends. But this is ironic to me. It's ironic that I forgot what I was going to say. That's the irony. It was going to be very good. It's just late in the day. It's Friday. It is ironic. I mean, when you think about it, there's a lot of irony in this gun story. But in the book, A Time for War, my novel, my last novel, which I'm plugging. You should read it. The military Chinook helicopter is brought down in Afghanistan by a new device held by a Chinese agent in Afghanistan, and the helicopter crashes. That's number one. And when a series of FBI agents are pursuing some Chinese gangsters in my novel, it was written 2 years ago, the FBI agent's car is brought to a halt by a handheld device by a Chinese gang who has the capacity to stop their car. I mean, it's fiction, and I'm only a talk show host. I certainly, you know, based it purely on, you know, fantasy. But isn't it ironic, to use an ironic term, overly use the word irony and irony and irony and ironic? Isn't it ironic that I, Michael Savage, a conservative, could write a novel called A Time for War that was published last year, and it's all about San Francisco's Chinatown? In fact, a lot of it's about martial arts and how the Chinatown Chinese gang comes into a little store and tries to bully a young Chinese, you know, young woman in her father's store, and she wipes the floor up with one of the gang leaders because she's been practicing martial arts since she was a little girl, and because he embarrasses the gang, they kill him, they throw him to the sharks off the Farallon Islands. I mean, it's an interesting book. If for no other reason than you want to know where to eat in Chinatown, you should read A Time for War. I mean, now I've got the attention of liberals. One thing about them is the eating thing. I mean, that I got from them myself, from New York. It's a thing that's hard to describe to anyone outside of New York. How New Yorkers are so obsessed with food, at least in my generation, they could eat a gut-breaking meal, walk out of the restaurant with a toothpick in their mouth, and pass a restaurant on the same street and look at the menu to see what they're going to eat for dinner. It's unheard of. Only New Yorkers live like that. The stomach is bursting. They're groaning. They can't. Wait, let me look in the window. And the wife says, what are you, crazy? You just ate a meal for like a horse. What are you looking for dinner? The wife ate like a piece of lettuce to control, you know, her weight. This guy knocked down whatever, and he's already looking in the menu in the window. But that's something I picked up. It's a genetic inheritance. I can't help it. Killed all of my male ancestors going back to King David. Teddy's not with me, so I'm able to express myself a little more freely. There is a picture of my dog, Teddy, have you seen it yet on michaelsavage.com? You know, I know it's ridiculous. You talk to an audience of about a couple of million people, and how many go to the website? Very small go to your website. We pump it day and night, tell you to get the free newsletter, but very few click on it. But if you were to click on michaelsavage.com, look down in the middle, you'll see, it's a charming picture of Teddy and I. I'm in the dental office the other day having the stitches removed from your tooth pull job. And he jumped up on my lap. It was so cute. He was on my chest. Come on, it's a pretty, isn't it, Neil? Even you, as bitter as you are for a young man. As bitter and as sour you are for a young man. No, look at that picture of Teddy. It can bring a smile to even your lips. Look, Savage staffers jealous of Savage's VIP treatment. I love that thing about food. Teddy protects Savage from the dentist. That came out well. Ryan took that picture. You talk about a picture with soul. See, now that, right next to a Savage Audio, What's Missing in Today's World is Soul. That picture has soul in it. You got a dentist. You got a dog. You got a man in a chair. You got the, you know, the whole, it's all there. The gestalt of the thing. He should have changed the rubber gloves, though, between the last patient and me. I got to tell you. Every time I go to a dentist, I get a mouth sore. I don't understand it. I love when you go into a sandwich place and they have rubber gloves on. They wipe their pants with the rubber gloves. They change money with the rubber gloves. I mean, they wipe their nose with the rubber gloves. They go to the toilet, lavado los manos, with the rubber gloves. And then they make your torpedo sandwich with the rubber gloves. I love it. That's in case you say, are you putting gloves on? Oh, yeah, take a look at the gloves. Hey, with the dental. They're not going to throw out a good pair of gloves. I mean, he ran from one station to the other to remove the stitches. I don't think he changed the gloves. I'm not accusing. But I got mouth sores from the fingers in the mouth. The first giveaway, I like this dentist. He's very nice. You got to be very nice to your dentist. It's very, very dangerous to put down your dentist because when you're gassed up on your back and your mouth is open, anything could happen. And I wouldn't go anywhere. But, you know, something about dental offices and I mean, we don't get along. He said, would you like laughing gas? I said, no, thank you. I don't take well to the substance. I grew up in Queens. Half the guys I knew used to use laughing gas as a recreational substance. Half of them wound up in the garment center. The other half committed suicide from insanity. I didn't like laughing gas. I wouldn't use it. A lot of guys are so stupid. They chose their career based upon the drugs that they were going to be able to get. I knew guys who became dentists just to get laughing gas. I swear to God, that's how crazy it is. I knew another schmuck who went to medical school late in life so he can get drugs. I swear to God. He had been a botanist before that. He said, I'm going to go to medical school. I said, what for? He said, look at all the drugs I can get as a doctor. That's unbelievable to me how the world works. It's just as astounding. It's like me, I'm going to become a bartender because I like a vodka. No, you go to Happy Hour, you get it for $3. What do you have to become a bartender for? Look at that dog of mine, a little lion. Look at that dog. Look at the big legs on him, the hairy legs. What an animal. I love this dog so much. One of the guys in the bar said it's a sad day. That's why I bought him a drink. He, of course, abused it. Patron Silver, a double. He couldn't even do the cheap boat. He had just gassed his dog that day, a two-year-old mix of some kind. It's a sad story, you know. I looked into it. I didn't want to know the story. Frankly, I was drinking alone. May I touch your dog? Sure. That tells me the story. Sad. It was a pit bull I had to put to sleep because it bit someone, a control officer. Not exactly, I mean, like a 16-year-old dog you've had as a friend your whole life. You know, okay, and why'd you put him to sleep? I couldn't follow it. Well, he bit the control officer, the hand. All right, well, sorry. Have a drink. Have a drink on me. And that's... Teddy was under the counter. I gave him the spare rib. It's a cute picture. I think I'll remember that one of all. Notice I wear sunglasses in a dental office. Now, that's advanced dental knowledge, to go into a dental office with sunglasses. You've got to understand that. The next best thing to wearing ski goggles or sunglasses in a dental. I think the next time I'm going to go in, I'm going to wear like a biohazard suit. Every time I go into a dental office, I come out with an illness. No, it's like the 17th century, and there's like pre-Lister. Dental offices are, I don't care how good the dentist is, it's like pre-Lister technology. You know, if I were really, I'll tell you how the guys who have it down are the Saudi Arabians. You know and I know they're not going into Dr. Goldberg's office for a filling. If you're a Saudi Arabian prince, you fly Dr. Goldberg in from NYU, and you have your own bariatric chamber, a dental office. The doctor is stripped naked by one of your attendees and... stripped, showered, and changed into like a robe, you know, like a Saudi approved, and he does the work in your dental office. It's like the rich used to have chapels in their own house. I like that. That's nice. You don't have to go with the peasants in the church that way. No, the rich always did. In Europe, they had their own chapel, the cross on the wall. I like that idea. A little private, so you don't have to and pay to get in. That's the difference between Christianity and Judaism. I swear to God, it always bothered me. The Christian churches were always open. You didn't have to make a donation. The Jewish organizations, you had to make an appointment and pay something to get in. And that explains, by the way, the growth in one and the diminution of the other. I know people aren't going to like hearing that, but what's this about paying for the high holy days? I mean, why do you have to pay to see God on a high holy day? Because you're never in there on the other days. You're not afraid enough. You're not guilty enough. But they know they're going to get you on the high holy days, so they figure they may as well nail you while they can. Now, you have to buy tickets on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in a Jewish temple. Can you ever hear of anything like that? You want to go in for free, you're not allowed. You have to buy a ticket. It's like the opera. It's like, no, it's like the opera. Like, you pay more, you get closer to God in the front. If you pay light, you wind up in the attic. They put you up in the attic with the freebies they let in order to show that they're not really that mean. Oh, my God, the world is a... It's all a mad, mad world. You know that. How do you keep your head when all those about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you? The answer is you don't. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is 51 minutes after the hour across the world. You're listening to the Savage Nation, broadcasting from the most corrupt city in America, San Francisco, California, ding, ding. Now let's go to the calls, WABC in New York City. Jeff, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Savage. I just want to say I'm a Democrat, but you are absolutely my favorite talk show host, have been for many years. Used to hear you driving up to, when we go for the races to Saratoga in the summer, and I heard you up there, and then finally heard you in New York. But I'm just a big fan. I love the show. I agree with you a lot of the time, so maybe I'm not as Democratic or as liberal as I think.
That's the problem. But this is an interesting statement. People are usually born into the Democrat Party and they never change. I know with my own, you know, family that I left behind in the old country, they can't change. They're the people who landed here from Europe. voted Democrat because they were, you know, immigrants and poor, and they've never changed. They moved up in society to a certain extent. They still identify as impoverished immigrants.
Yeah, my family gets angry at me because I disagree vociferously with a lot of the, with Obama. I can't watch Rachel Maddow. I can't, it's like I can't hear the party line.
Okay, well, so you want to break free of the, you want to be more of an independent mind, and you listen to me because I speak for you in a certain way, but you know and I well know, if you tried this at a Seder, they throw you out of the house.
Oh, they'd kill me. By the way, I have a dog named Teddy, too, so it's kind of fun for you to talk about.
You try this at the Passover Seder coming up to talk about against Obama when they're passing around the matzah and the imprisonment of the ancient Israelites. Why is this night different than all other nights? It isn't, idiot. It's the same as all other nights. We're here to support the Democrat Party. What do you mean, why is this night different than all other nights? But the thing is, if you were to ever say one word against Obama at a Seder, you'd be excommunicated. You have to become a Mormon.
They flip out. I know.
Where would you be? You'd be a man without a country. Actually, be a man without a matzah. It's all in good fun, Jeff. Unfortunately, we got to get more guys like you to speak out at your schools and in your homes and try to educate people. But many of them are brainwashed. They won't change, Jeff.
Well, I think I lost my job 5 months ago because of the changes in the healthcare law. My company made some changes, and
there you go. No, but if you were to try this out, if you were to say that, you know, this Democrat crime spree worries me. They just arrested a state senator in California, Leyland Yee, who was going to bring in Miss Stinger missiles. What do you think your relatives, your liberal relatives, would say to you at a dinner? Yeah, I know what they'd say. Get out of here. They all do it.
Yes.
you're laughing because I know how they think. They're brainwashed. They think they know everything. They have an answer for everything, and they're as dumb as a doorpost.
Well, you know, you have that East Coast sensibility coming out of the West Coast. So it's like
that's right. You can take the boy out of the Bronx, but you can't take the Bronx out of the boy. It's been said before. And that's where I learned how to give a Bronx. That's how I learned how to give a Bronx cheer to those that I really despise. You know, Jeff. Here's the thing in America. When I was growing up, men would say what they actually believed. They would talk about it in the streets, at work. They would argue with each other loudly. One, they'd say what they believed about things. I live now in a nation that's become a nightmare of a prison camp. It's like we're all living in a Soviet gulag where people have to whisper what they actually believe. Why? Who do they fear? They fear the communists. They fear the deviants. And they fear these people who tell them that they're bullies for speaking their mind. They have to learn to break free of the chains that this very small minority, by the way, of liberal fascists have taken control of this country. There's not a lot of them, Jeff. There are not as many of them as they would like you to believe.
I hate to sound like, you know, like someone, not me, but it's people get locked into their own dogma, I always say. You know?
I know. Speaking of dogma, what kind of dog do you have?
Teddy's a pit bull Dalmatian mix. He's a great dog.
wait, a pit bull Dalmatian mix?
Yeah, he looks like...
What, like a spotted pit bull? Like a pit bull that looks like a zebra?
Yeah, almost. He's got cow markings, like some big...
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but he's not breeding with my dog. I'm sorry, no matter what you say, no matter how nice you've been, I'm not fixing him up with Teddy.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, thank you.
You're a good sport, Jeff. It's calls like this that make my day. It's been a beautiful day so far. I know the next hour will put me into a nosedive, but I'm on for another hour across America, not in all markets. I guess I'm not supposed to say that, but, you know, there's 2- and 3-hour versions of the show. If you live with me, it's a 24-hour version. That's why I'm alone with a dog. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
the Savage Nation. Wake up and fly right. Welcome to hour number three of the program. In case you thought I was going to falter in this hour, you're mistaken. I got enough coffee and nuts in me to blow another 2 hours on the air. We are really reveling in the fact that there's a corruption probe of the Democrat Party hitting Democrats across the country from Rhode Island to San Francisco. But don't celebrate too quickly. Number one, most of them are at a lower state level. That's number one. So far, we haven't seen one word about any corrupt congresswomen, I mean congressmen, or let's say congresspersons, in the state of California or elsewhere, even though there's subways to nowhere, contracts for vests in Iraq that never worked, you know, things like that that got swept under the sand. But Anthony Weiner, it isn't. So therefore, the media isn't covering it. It's nowhere to be seen except here and there. Fox News is covering it. But since there's no sex involved, you are only hearing about Bridgegate from the happy clowns on the left. But the story about Leland Yee, who's been indicted, he certainly hasn't been convicted of any crime. And as you well know, in America, people are certainly innocent until found guilty. We have to assume he is innocent of the charges of offering to bring in Stinger missiles from a Muslim stronghold in the Philippines for sale on American streets, even though he was a strong gun grabber. You know, we have to assume that this is just mean FBI agents going after him. And no doubt the charges of racism will soon appear. I am certain that the Democrat Party in California is going to scream racism as soon as they can get the people to translate it for them. And then we got Senator Ron Calderon, who was indicted on federal corruption charges in February. Democrat, Calderon. They say Calderon accepted $100,000 for himself and his family members in exchange for promoting legislation to expand Hollywood tax credits. Hollywood tax credits, by the way. By the way, the Hollywood tax credits is a whole separate story. I read that our great patriot, Spielberg, is moving his DreamWorks studio to China, building a $2.5 billion studio. Oh, yeah, big patriot, that Spielberg. Yeah, oh, yeah, Weinstein, Spielberg. U.S. Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, above the law, joined a growing chorus of Democrat officials in distancing themselves by demanding Yee's resignation. What else do you expect? The Democratic leader of the state Senate, President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg, who for some reason, I never met the gentleman, I'm sure he's as clean as the driven snow, reminds me of a certain character in a movie in Gangster Squad. No relation. I'm just saying I look at people. He looks like a guy in the movie. Warned Yee to resign or face suspension by his colleagues, saying he cannot come back. In Rhode Island, House Speaker Gordon Fox, Democrat, resigning. Not run for reelection. The Friday raids were carried out by the U.S. Attorney's Office, FBI, IRS, and state police, as you well know. The 52-year-old Providence Democrat who became the nation's first openly gay. Oh! You talk about a sacred cow going down. I didn't know that. It's impossible to believe that a first openly gay House Speaker could do anything wrong. As you well know, it's impossible. I mean, it just doesn't compute. The 52-year-old Providence Democrat who became the nation's first openly gay House Speaker in 2010? Wow. I didn't know. That's shocking. Now, I'm sure we're going to hear that it's homophobia and racism that brought the FBI into this case. There's no question, Neil, that they're all homophobes and racists for arresting a Chinese-American and a gay. And I think that's going to put an end to it. I'm sure Eric Holder's having the script written for him as we speak. And then, of course, Feinstein and Boxer will jump onto the other side of the subway platform and say, you see that? Although we rushed to judgment, we were wrong. We welcome Senator Yee back with open arms. Ka-ching. That's a big topic. The Democrat crime wave is a big topic. Now you're not interested anymore in the Russia thing and Ukraine. It may happen tonight with 100,000 troops digging in, not only on the border with Ukraine, but they're dug in. According to the latest report, the Russian troops are dug in and they're digging, they're building roads, supply roads, into the homeland to the troops that are dug in. But pay attention instead to a movie done by Hackenberg, Mackenberg, Rackenberg, and Spackelberg. 855-400-7282. Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. The calls are very good. And I want to start with KWQW. Ryan, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Ryan?
Hey, Dr. Savage. I'd like to share a story with you about Petty Officer John Tumbleson. He was one of the 22 Navy SEALs killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan.
Tragic, tragic, tragic.
Absolutely. And during his funeral service, his dog, Hawkeye, lay beside his master's coffin throughout the ceremony and refused to leave. And it's just a very powerful story.
Unbelievable. I don't know where dogs get their sixth sense of loyalty from. Maybe we could clone that gene and give it to a Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. You know, we could brainwash them with an American flag and some cloning techniques. Maybe they become Americans again.
Absolutely. What a wonderful world it would be.
Imagine if Harry Reid were forced to become a patriot, what the country might look like. I know, it's sickening. It really is. And that's a sad story, Ryan. How did dogs do that? How did he know that his master was in the coffin?
It's an unbelievable story. And, you can find it online and maybe post it up on your website for your listeners.
Wow. All right, it's very touching. Thank you very much. The whole helicopter downing tore my guts out. I can hardly focus on it anymore. I wrote A Time for War dedicated to those Navy SEALs, incidentally. And it opens with the helicopter going down in Afghanistan. It's tied to Chinatown, Chinese technology, and corrupt American politicians. Kind of like what we're reading about today. Kind of like that, with Chinese gang members killing each other and being thrown to the sharks in some scenes. How did I come up with that? After all, I'm not even a member of the liberal establishment. How is it that I could actually think? Well, some of us knuckle-dragging conservatives can actually think, we can write, and we can talk, let me tell you. And if this country survives, my guess is that within 30 years, I'll be remembered as the Mark Twain of my time. Laugh if you want. I don't care. It matters not to me what you think you know of me. What matters to me is what I know of me. And if I am not believing in myself, who else will be? I've written 30 books, and this one, I'm telling you, A Time for War deserves far more attention and scrutiny right now, given that in one of the scenes, an FBI agent's car is trailing Chinese gang members when it grinds to a halt on Highway 280 near the airport because a Chinese operative with a handheld device could send a signal that took over their engine and turned their engine off. I swear to God, I mean, I wrote it. So you say, okay, how'd you come up with it? Because, you know, life imitates art in many cases. In my case, yeah, in this case, it's life imitating art. So you want me to read a little bit of the stories of the shock job and the... Well, I read the other day of throwing the posterman to the sharks off the Farallon Islands. I didn't read to you about what the Chinese gang did to a gang member who got bested in an incident with a young lady who's a martial artist and how they treated him because he failed his boss. It's a very top-end oriented structure over there. Reno, KKOH, in the heart of Reno, Nevada. Richard, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Richard?
Dr. Savage, I sit up here in the beautiful Sierra. I'm about 20 miles outside of Reno. I don't.
Oh, wait. Let me draw that in because I am now a shut-in. I sit in front of a microphone 5 days a week. Tell me how the high Sierras look with snow on them. I just want to hear your description.
Unbelievable. It's partly cloudy today. It's just unbelievable. As you know, we didn't get a lot of snow, but we've got enough to make it beautiful. And
you just got a nice storm now. They're all up there skiing this weekend.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can ski. You can ski, no doubt about it. I wish you'd come on up. But
I don't know how to ski. I'm an inner-city kid. I didn't know how to ski in my day. I can use a sled.
Okay, you put a couple of sticks.
I used an American Flyer sled going down Bryant Avenue. That was my winter sports.
There, you're halfway.
No, there were kids. I'm sorry, I'm basically, I'm from another generation. We didn't ski. Skiing wasn't even known in my day. When I went to Queens College, there were some kids who talked about skiing. We thought they were weirdos.
Yeah, I know. I used to think that, too. But let me tell you.
Oh, I know. It's a great sport. My children, one of the first things I taught my son when he was a little boy how to do was ski. I took him to, even though I couldn't ski, I took him for ski lessons because I knew that this is one of the most enjoyable things on the earth.
Well, it is. Yeah, it gets you outside.
It's like a subway. It's like going for a subway sandwich. Isn't it like the clanking and waiting for your line and then you ski down and you got to get online and some of the kids with moronic. The snowboarders cut you off and it's noisy. I don't know. Where's the joy of it anymore? How about when you go on a cross-country skiing? You got idiots with ski-doos 2 minutes from, 2 seconds, 2 feet away from you making noise with without board motors?
Doctor, I drive 20 minutes. I'm on the slopes. I ski until I got to pee, and then I come home.
That's nice. That's a very charming story you just told me.
Yeah.
So are you calling, though, about the Leyland Yee issue? Are you touched by this scandal, this Democrat scandal up in Reno?
Well, no. Well, I had to search for it a little bit to find out about it, but I saw it on the Internet the day it broke. I'm a full-time
character. Oh, the Democrat crime wave didn't make it to the Reno Gazette, did it? One of the Gannett newspapers? All the news that you don't need reported daily?
But I jumped up and down with joy because this anti-gun guy has been, his rhetoric coming out of his pie hole. I'm sitting here feeding my fortune cookies as we speak.
No, I love it. We got a tape of him. I got to play it again, Neil, of him talking with such sincerity. He's a child psychologist. He's against gun violence. And here he was allegedly trying to bring in, or offering the FBI agent to bring in Stinger missiles from a Muslim separatist group in the Philippines to America. Neil, play the soundbite. Thank you, my friend. Play it, Neil.
Whatever I can do to prevent the availability of these particular kinds of weapons, you know, I want to do that. Now, there's just absolutely no reason why anyone would be carrying a military-style weapon, and so that's the reason why I would argue that there ought to be a ban on that particular type of weapon. A little bit about my background. I'm a child psychologist, by training. I'm an educator. I care about children. Children are our future.
When you hear them talking about the children, you know you're about to be fleeced. It's, oh, what a country. How much more can we take? How much more can we take? And I know Eric Holder's already writing up the brief to arrest the FBI agents for homophobia and racism, which we'll probably read Monday. This was a rogue operation by homophobic racist agents, and that Shrimp Boy Chow is going to get a Nobel Prize alongside of Barack Obama at the next meeting in Oslo. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. It's Open Mic to Mike Friday. It's Rock and Roll Friday. I think we're going to have a drop of rock and roll, a dollop of rock and roll for those interested in music. You want to talk about the EU versus Russia? Boring. You want to talk about the arrest of the Democrats and the crime spree? Not boring. Do you want to talk about any of these topics? I mean, they're not boring. The arrest of top Democrats is not boring. I mean, let me put it to you this way. If you were a congresswoman or a congressman, or a senator from the state of California, would you be quaking in your boots? Would you be doing business as usual? Or would you have dummied certain things up after these arrests? I'm asking you a question. Would you have had your hard drives taken to Shanghai for a haircut? I mean, come on, if you live in the state of California and you were a Democrat right now, from the top to the bottom, are you telling me they're not all shaking in their boots? They're afraid that tomorrow they'll be named? You know that it's common sense would tell you that they're having the computers getting a car wash. They have the computers sent out to the car wash right now, and bank accounts are being moved around. Steven Seagal's new bestie, Vladimir Putin, a friend and brother. Very interesting. I always liked Steven Seagal. This is by Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times. Hollywood action star Steven Seagal has gone gaga over Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin is one of the greatest living world leaders, said Mr. Seagal. Then asked, Putin is a friend, would like to consider him a brother. That's interesting. The two hit it off over physical exercise. Mr. P has in recent months pushed for the government-run schools to return to old Soviet-style physical education evaluation programs for students. That's a great idea. I like that in America. They eliminated phys ed here because it was bullying. It was bullying if you were too strong. Everything was bullying. In other words, the whole society is warped now upside down. Everything is upside down in America. Everything's called bullying. If you can't do a push-up, you're a hero. They give you a badge now, an American student badge. if you can climb a rope from the floor to the ceiling in 3 seconds, like we had to do in Jamaica High School, it was like military training when I went to high school. It was so harsh and so bully-like, it was unbelievable. And don't think I was one of the stronger kids. I was not one of the stronger ones. But I didn't mind it. I tried to keep up with the stronger ones. It's what made me a better person. I couldn't climb the rope as fast as them. But some of these kids were like World War II veterans. They could... Rob, talking about ropes hanging from the ceiling in the Jamaica High School gym with knots in them, and the gym thing, all right, get on the rope now. And they would give you like, I don't know how many seconds, you had to climb to the ceiling and touch it and come down. Now think about that. Not everyone can do that, but you would not dare show your cowardice in front of your peers, right? And so what did that do, make you weaker or stronger? As a boy, it made you a stronger boy, not a weaker boy. And you got a little ribbing if you could only go halfway, and then you chickened out and ran down the rope. They would rip you. They'd call you a punk. So what? It only made you a stronger boy and a better man. What a country. Everything's upside down. I'm glad Steven Seagal understands these things. He says, I'm an American and I love my country, but the current Ukraine policy from the White House is idiotic, he said. It's no secret that I have Republican views and policies of Obama do not appeal to me, said Mr. Seagal. In many ways, this is not even his fault. But the people who are in his inner circle of you, blah, 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 I disagree with Seagal. He's wrong there. The reason Putin did this is because he was forced into it by the EU and the United States, who were trying to do a land grab. And that's the whole story in a nutshell. They pushed Putin's back to a wall, and he reacted. He put 100,000 troops on the border with Ukraine, and Obama did a selfie. That's the difference in leadership right now. From a selfie to a T-34 tank. I don't even know what they have in the Soviet Union anymore. Are they still running T-34s? That's like a World War II era tank. I have no idea. What do they have, the Gorbachev tank now? The Gorbachev.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Friday in the Savage Nation. It is 2:34 p.m. on the West Coast, 5:34 on the East Coast. And I can't do all the times in between. It's hard to do them. The central time is 2 hours, then one is another hour. It's hard. Can't it be one time for everybody? Can't we just be equal? You know, it's timist this way. Neil, don't you think it's timist for some people to be 3 hours ahead of others? It's not fair. I think Obama should eliminate the fact that there are different time zones on the planet. Because why should it be morning in one place and evening in others? It's timist when you think about it. And I think that time inequality is a big problem for Obama. And I think that he should discuss that with the Pope next time about changing all times to one zone around the globe, no matter whether it's dark or day or night. Because it's timeless this way. I mean, look, you live on the West Coast, let's say, and you wake up in the morning, 6, 7 o'clock. You have to make a call. They're already at work on the East Coast. It's very timeless. They have a head start. And I truly believe that Obama should get a jump on this issue of timism, in the sense that if he's into inequality, timism is a great inequality unto itself. I've always felt insecure about that, living on the West Coast. I feel very, very inadequate compared to my East Coast colleagues, because they're ahead of me by 3 hours. Think about that. I mean, what, I'm not an American? I'm just 4/5 an American because of time? A time zone? No, I think timism is definitely, its time has come for us to address timism. You know, I just did something that's worthy of your attention, because no one in the world of radio can make this stuff up on the spot but me. None of this is written. But when I'm in a good mood, it comes out of me. I'm very lucky. As I got older, I got better at it, if I must say so myself. It's a combination of coffee. I didn't eat lunch and gagged myself with a spoon, as I normally do. I'm changing my entire approach to radio. Normally, before the show would go on, I told you I would eat 2 Chinese meals, and it gave me a boost of energy, but it only lasted 2 hours. It was like, then I became like Malaysia Airlines 774. I started going in circles. I went up, I went down, and I had to go to bed. But now now it's like a yogurt, grapes, and a lot of coffee in like a thermos. There's something so blue-collar about a thermos of coffee that I just love it. I grew up on thermoses. You didn't go to Starbucks when I was a kid. You know, no one went. You took to work your things. But I brought a thermos of work to the studio today. A thermos of work. I brought a thermos of coffee to the studio today. I thought the thermos of work also. I've been pouring it all afternoon. Do you think I should go to Grant Avenue, Chinatown this weekend with a handy cam and walk past the private associations with a camera? Duh. No, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not walking. Go with a camera down Grant Avenue this weekend. See how far you get. Take a little walk through Chinatown with a handy cam and go walk around the area and point it at some of the private organizations. And by the way, if you want some real fun, try it on Mulberry Street in New York. the world is changing under our feet. What would you like to talk? I don't know what I want to talk about. I don't know anymore. It's not like I'm burned out on it already. I'm not going to talk about me. I won't do it. I promise. I swear to God I'll avoid it. I will not give you the pleasure you want of putting me down for saying I'm too egocentric. If we want to laugh, we could. Oh, here's Obama calling on Putin to move his troops from the Ukraine. Is that new or is that old, Neil? That's a yes. That's new? Oh, this is so college-y. Does he use the word sort of in here? And does he do chick phrases like, I sort of think you want to remove the troops? And I kind of think you might want to remove the troops? He does in clip 19, Neil. There's a lot of sort of and could of here. Here's our leader, our new world leader, in clip 19.
That, you would have after, thought. After a couple of decades, that there would be an awareness on the part of any Russian leader that the path forward is not to revert back to the kinds of practices that were so prevalent during the Cold War, but in fact, to move forward
communist phrase.
Further integration with the world economy and New world to be order. A responsible international citizen.
Oh, just like a school teacher. See, he is at heart an academician. That's the kind of speech that a like a teacher would give you if you misbehaved. Now, Michael, you would have thought that after a couple of decades in this classroom that you'd have an awareness that the path to a better life is not to revert back to that Neanderthal kind of behavior that was practiced by your ancestors. In fact, Michael, in order to move forward with integration into the class economy and to be a responsible school citizen, Michael, I really believe that you really ought to alter your behavior. My God. How we've gone from patent to patent leather shoes in just one generation. From general patent to patent leather shoes. Well, it's a tough situation, Barack, you see. He's not taken in by the malarkey that the American people are taken in by. You see, you pushed him, you pushed his back to a wall, Barack. And let me tell you something, he ain't going back, Barack. No siree, Bob, he ain't going back, Barack. In fact, he's probably going to go forward. Yes, I think the path forward is on to Poland, God forbid. But yes, I think you keep pushing him, keep poking that dog with a stick, Barack. And you're going to find out that not everybody's intimidated by your bullying. No, sorry, Bob. Let's listen to clip 20, Neil, because that's very telling to show you the mindset of the fools, the schoolgirls who are running this country.
You know, he said that he considers the breakup of the Soviet Union to be tragic. I think there's a strong sense of Russian nationalism that somehow the West has taken advantage of Russia in the past wants to, in some fashion, reverse that or make up for that.
Excuse me, there's some degree of nationalism? That's a dirty word to you. As an internationalist, I understand nationalism is a filthy, dirty word, Barack, but we would all love an American president who was as tough and as America-loving as Putin. In fact, he's probably more popular than you are right now in America. You have any idea what the USSR was? Do you have any idea what Russia is? Now, this is not to diminish the plight of the people in Ukraine who have every right to want to break free of the noose, in their mind, of the old Soviet Union. But at this point, you have to see it through the eyes of Russia, Russians, and Putin to understand this at all. You have to understand how they see what went on. You have to understand what happened here. And if you don't understand that Russia has no other outlet to a warm seaport other than through Crimea, maybe you'll understand for a minute why they were never going to back out, no matter what this fraud tried to say to them. And, by the way, there's more to the picture than that. You've got NATO now encircling Russia. And so Putin then defends the seizure of Crimea, saying that he's not going to give up his 200-year-old naval base to NATO. What would you expect him to do? To welcome our sea girls? You think he'd like to welcome our sea girls and get overpowered guarding ships? Is that his idea of a Russian Navy? No, sir. Now you have to see it through their eyes. You know, otherwise you don't understand what's going on at all. And if you want to see it through their eyes, you have to understand what the Civil War in America was about. And by the way, had the Civil War ended differently, and America would have seen the secession of 11 states of the Confederacy in 1865, you might have some idea of what Putin was looking at. Or let's say you woke up and you saw, here's how Russia would see. Pat Buchanan wrote the best article on this. He said, our situation would be comparable to Russia's if we had lost all of our states on the South Atlantic, Caribbean, and Gulf of Mexico, and our ports of Norfolk, Charleston, and New Orleans and all were now flying foreign flags. And then he says, how would we have reacted if a Soviet Union, victorious in the Cold War, effected the expulsion of all U.S. troops and bases from Europe and brought Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua into the Warsaw Pact? You see, you have to see it through his eyes. And then he ends by saying this. A U.S. president who landed Marines in Veracruz, as Wilson did in 1914, and sent a 21st century general, Black Jack Pershing, with an army across the border, would be over 70% in the polls, as Putin is today in Russia. And if he seized Baja, as Putin seized Crimea, it would be a cakewalk to a second term. So unless, Mr. Barack Obama, you can see outside of the limited vision in which you have been operating all these years, because the skids were greased from you from the day you were born. The day you were born, the skids were greased for you by very powerful forces. But you see, the world is not the world according to Barack today, is it? No, the world is not the world according to Barack. And Russia, and frankly, in my opinion, is doing what they have to do to survive as a nation, period. Period. End of story. Never forget their history. And, you know, the saying goes, it was from Santayana, the great Spanish philosopher, who said, those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. Well, I would say those who do not know their enemy's history are condemned to get their behinds whipped. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. It's 50 minutes after the hour, and I'm going strong as I've ever been. 20 years in radio, stronger than I was 20 years ago. Now, I have told you that our president, let's put aside the Marxism and the Leninism and the Trotskyism and all that. You know, there's degrees of truth and reality and all of it. But aside from that, what he truly is a sophist. And what you must understand is that sophism goes back at least to the Greek schools. What is sophism? I'll read it to you. Eloquence and able argument became very desirable accomplishments, and a class of teachers arose, the sophists, who undertook to strengthen young men in these arts. But one cannot reason without matter, and knowledge followed in the wake of speech. Now, those young people, then, today, who are simply able to speak without reason, are sophists. Those with bad arguments but good voices are known as sophists. That would be Obama. But then a group of brilliant young men gathered about Socrates, and they became the ones who could actually argue because they had reason. They had knowledge. And that's the difference between a sophist like Obama and others who actually argue from the point of view of reason. And of course, you remember in the end, Socrates was executed for disturbing people's minds in 399 B.C., and he was condemned in a dignified manner, not like in America today where they're strapped to a chair. And the way they executed troublemakers in those days was rather dignified in Athens. He was sent to his own house under guard and was made to drink in his own house amongst his friends a poisonous mixture, or draft, if you will, made from the hemlock plant. But nevertheless, after he was executed by drinking hemlock, the disturbance of people's minds went on, in spite of his condemnation, and other young men carried on in his teachings. And one chief among those was Plato. who began to teach philosophy in the grove of the academy. And Plato was the first man to write a utopia. Now, I'll stop right there because I realize this is too dangerous at a time of people making elephant sounds and he-horse sounds on the radio. And I realize many of you can't take any more of this. Unless I start to sound like a braying donkey, you're liable to turn the show off. But I remember quoting Plato's Republic when I first started the radio. In fact, you say, how did you get the title The Savage Nation? Excuse me? It was derived from Plato's Republic, my favorite book at the time. And I said, wait, Plato's Republic, Savage Nation. You see what I'm saying? You see how it works? There is logic to my show. There's logic to the show. Logic, logic, logic. Leyland Yee is a big story here in San Francisco. Of course, it's not even on the main websites. I'm shocked. I don't know what this cover-up is about. I really don't. Here in San Francisco, it's a huge story. KSFO, Mike, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good afternoon, good afternoon.
Hey, hello, 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 Infidel. So what's on your mind?
Hey, you asked what is local station.
All right, your phone is breaking up. I'm sorry. Cell phones are, I know you have a lot to say, but we can't do it, okay? KKOH, Reno, John, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I was...
Yes, sir.
I was struck during this Lewis scandal and with the state senator, Yee.
Yeah.
Given the fact that he was Chinese and he was led the fight to ban assault rifles in California, or what they call assault rifles.
Yeah, right.
And then he turns right around and has a source somehow of getting automatic weapons and rocket launchers and so on.
Stinger missiles, the FBI affidavit says. Stinger missiles.
You go. Now, the point is, it's almost like a page out of the Clinton playbook. If you take this all the way back, and you and I are old enough to remember the Clintons and the Chinese, the corruption having to do with the bribery and the campaign contributions when Bill Clinton was president, and then the scandal over what happened to Ron Brown and so on, again, having to do
with... Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you're not supposed to remember that. In fact, I would think it's a state crime to remember all of the scandals of the Clintons. I think it will soon become a state crime to remember all of those scandals, you know, from Marcy Park, et cetera. And so be very careful right now. You might be arrested for having a memory soon.
Yeah. Well, we need to...
A memory could be considered a crime in the new America. That's a state crime, having a memory. I'm almost out of time. I don't know how it happened. 3 hours flew by, all live. Live and local. All my shows are live, local, and national all at once. What could be better? So this weekend's coming up, and of course, once I go off the air, there's nothing left to listen to, as you know. The nation goes blank until I return Monday on your local station. It's a dead zone after me. It's like, you know, it's like nothing, zero. Gornished. That's all. I mean, if you want to listen, God bless, 24/7. There's nothing left to listen to. I've covered it all. I've given you the best sound. There's nothing left. I suggest that you relax, turn off your radio, take a nice walk. Go out and get yourself a taco, get yourself a pizza, get yourself a new hat, get yourself a pair of sneakers. Take a walk through Chinatown with a handy cam, see what happens. Report back to me on Monday. Go take a handy cam and give a nice walk through. They don't even make handy cams. Try a little cell phone tour of Grant Avenue, especially in front of the temples. Do a little cell phone job, see what happens. That's all. You'll see all the little soy makers come out and say hello to you. Yep, it's an interesting day. It's good to be alive. Savage Nation, be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.